What sort of food did people eat in Shakespeare's day? A staple part of the diet was bread. Manchet, a white bread, was the finest and most expensive. Second quality was cheat, and the third simple brown bread. Cereals included furmentry, which was a kind of wheat porridge, and flummery, which was boiled oatmeal. Wheat flour pastry was used for pies and tarts, an essential part of the Elizabethan table. Cream and puddings made with milk were also popular. Both cream and hard cheeses were eaten, and butter was used in cookery. Fish was an important part of the nation's diet. Lent, Wednesdays and Saturdays were fish days when no meat was supposed to be consumed. The rich had access to a great variety of red and white meats, lamb, pork, mutton, rabbit, hare, venison, beef and veal. And a great variety of fowl was eaten, goose, chicken, pheasant, pigeon, partridge, heron, curlew and lark. If the poor could afford meat, it was usually salt pork. A wide variety of vegetables was eaten. Orchid fruits were cooked rather than eaten raw, which was considered unhealthy. And oranges and lemons were imported for the wealthy. Herbs and spices, cloves, mace, nutmeg, ginger, pepper and saffron were also used in cooking.